We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now, what I want us to do is go over to Ephesians. See, we're talking about dominion and authority. Let's go to Ephesians, the first chapter. Let's pick up on some things that the Apostle Paul gets into here. Ephesians chapter 1, let's begin reading a prayer that Paul prayed. In verse 16, he said, "I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power." I want you to underline this phrase. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power? What does it mean to believe according to the working of his mighty power? Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Now, to believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ. Now remember, Jesus died. He was crucified. He died. He was buried. God raised him from the dead. Now, he's referring to believing according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Raised him from the lowest place to the highest position, far above all principality, power, might, and dominion. When Jesus died, he went into the lower part of the earth. Now, there's people try to say that he only went to the grave, but the Bible and the words that is used there prove beyond any doubt that Jesus went to hell. He went into the region of the damned. And he was raised from that lowest place to the highest place, far above all principality and power. Now, keep that in mind, because we're going to come back to that and relate it to some other things here just a little bit. "And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church." Jesus is the head of the church, right? Which is the body. The church is the body of Christ. Now you see, when Jesus was ascended to the Father and seated at his right hand, he is seated there until his enemies. The Bible says he's there expecting till his enemies are made his footstool. Do you know what that Jesus is expecting? He's expecting. He is expecting that the body of Christ, his body that is on the earth, the only body that he has on the earth, which is the church, is going to put all these enemies under their feet. That's what he's expecting. And he's depending on that before he comes back. He's seated there until his enemies are made his footstool. So the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin. Now here is where you must believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ. You hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and in sin. Wherein in times past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Now come on down to verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, this is what it means to believe according to the working of His mighty power. Jesus was raised from the lowest pit to the highest position in the universe. Far above all principality, power, might, and dominion. Not only that is in this world, but also in the world to come. And that's as high as you can get. You can't get any further than that. But now, what does it mean for us to believe according to the working of His mighty power which was wrought in Christ? For us to believe that even when we were dead in trespasses and in sin, that He hath quickened us, He infused us together with Him, and hath raised us up together, and has made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now it takes some faith to believe that. What's He saying? He's saying that you have been raised in power and in authority with the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. You've been infused into the body of Christ, you that are born again. And as far as God was concerned, you were raised up and made to sit there in heavenly places with Him in power and in authority. Restored to our rightful dominion. We're restored to that. Adam sinned and bowed his knee to the outlaw spirit, turned his authority over the devil. But we've been restored to our rightful authority. We are far above principalities and powers. You know what the word principalities means? Spirits without bodies. You know a spirit in this earth? Spirits in this earth that were not born here have very little authority. In fact, they have no authority here without a body. There's very little that they can do, actually, without a body. They have to get in a body. A spirit has to have a body to manifest itself. That's the reason Satan wants to get in people. That's the reason wickedness wants to rule, because it'll give Satan a body to manifest himself. That's why God wants to fill you with the fullness of God. That's why God wants to fill you with His Spirit. Because God is in the same situation. God is a spirit. He cannot come in this earth and just start destroying the works of the devil just because He's God. If He could do that, He would have done that thousands of years ago. Now I say He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it because of His Word. He has the power to do it. But He can't do it because of His Word. His Word is out, you see. The Bible says God cannot lie. So since He gave dominion of this earth to man, He must work through man to bring it under control and subdue it. Now, mankind furnishes the body. We furnish the body. That's why Jesus had to be born of a virgin. He had to have the body of a man, and He couldn't have sin in Him, or He would not be the Lamb of God. The spotless Lamb of God. So He was born of a virgin. He had a flesh, blood, and bone body like you and I, but yet He had no sin in Him because He had the blood of God flowing in His veins, and the bloodline follows the Father. So Jesus was born with a physical flesh, blood, and bone body so that He would have authority in the earth as a man. See, it was illegal for God to come in this earth in all of His divine Godhead powers and just start destroying the works of the devil. He just couldn't do that. He had the power to do it, but He would be a liar if He did because of what He said in Genesis, that He had given the authority of the earth to man, told man to have dominion over it. So then, God began to make covenants with men from the time that Adam fell. He made a covenant with Adam, He made a covenant with Noah, He made a covenant with Abraham. He started making these covenants. And most of the church has never understood what these covenants were about. These covenants were giving God access into the earth and giving man access to God for supernatural help. And I've had people to come to me or write me a letter and say, well, now, you said that God didn't have authority to destroy the works of the devil in the earth, but how did He destroy the earth with the flood then?
Well, if you'll read there, you'll find that he made a covenant with Noah before he did it. That gave him access into the earth. That gave God legal access to the earth. Certain things that God could do without man, but there's certain other things that he couldn't do. God is very limited in the earth in what he can do unless he does it through an agent in the earth. And that's hard for religious people to get their mind to settle down on and understand it. But you can understand this much, can't you? That God cannot lie. And if he gave the authority of the earth to man and then come back and took it back and started doing it all himself, then God is in the position of being a liar. And we know that God is not a liar. He cannot lie. He's not a man that he should lie. So God has devised a method and a plan. And that was to send his Son that he would redeem mankind, be the supreme sacrifice, lived and walked perfect, upright under the old covenant. And because he did that for 30 years without sin, no man had ever been able to do it, it made it legal for God to anoint him with the Holy Ghost and healing power, and he could destroy the works of the devil and do it legally.
I appreciate so much you joining us for the Concept of Faith broadcast today. We're talking about authority and dominion, and our tape offer all of this week is offer number 7237. 7237, it's called The Dominion Principle. Two audio cassettes in an album for $12, plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $16. In this two-tape series, we talk about the fact that the Word of God is the incorruptible seed. You know, when I farmed, we didn't have incorruptible seed. We plant about 12 seed to the foot, you know, and we'd get up about four. Two of them would die, you know, because of different reasons, and about two of them would survive, or maybe a few more. But we didn't have incorruptible seed. But thank God we have incorruptible seed with the Word of God. And when it is planted in the soil of a person's heart, it will produce exactly after its kind. Now, you don't plant tomatoes and get cucumbers. We all know that. You know, being a farmer for 29 years before I went into the ministry, these things come natural to me, but sometimes people don't stop to think that the seed that you plant has dominion over the soil. The soil cannot decide what to raise. So when you say, "My God has met my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, because I have given, it is given unto me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over to men given to my bosom. I have abundance and no lack. My God has met my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, and the Lord is my shepherd, and I do not want." Well, when you say that, it might not be a fact in your life at the present time that you said that, but you're planting the seed. That's what God said about you. If you give, it'll be given unto you. There'll be abundance and no lack. So you plant the seed. It makes a demand on the soul of your heart. Find a way to cause this to come to pass. And I'm telling you, folks, it'll do it. It'll do it. It'll work miracles in your life. That's offer number 7237, two audio cassettes and an album for a total of $16, including postage. We have toll-free order line 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered on today's program, send your check or money order to Charles Capps Ministries, or to place your order on Visa or MasterCard.